What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
People seem to forget, if you change today, today will change your life. Once upon a time, there lived a man. He was the head of a local administration for a small village. Everyone respected him and his views and opinions were well regarded. Many people came to him seeking his advice. His son, however, was very lazy and wasted his time sleeping and spending time with his friends. No amount of advice or threat made any difference to him. He wouldn't change at all. The years passed and with time, the youth of the wise man faded. As he grew older, he began to worry about his son's future. He recognized the need to give something to his son so that he can take care of himself and his family-to-be. One day he called his son to his room and said, "My son, you are no more a kid now. You must learn to take responsibility and understand life. I want you to find the real purpose of your life. And when you find it, remember it. Always. And you will lead a life full of happiness and joy." Then he handed his son a bag. When the son opened the bag, he was surprised to see 4 pairs of clothes, one for each season. There were also some raw food grains, lentils, a little money, and a map. His father continued, "I want you to go find a treasure. I have drawn a map of the place where the treasure is hidden. You need to go find it." The son loved this idea, and the next day he eagerly set out on a journey to find the treasure. He had to travel really far across borders, forests, pleasures, and mountains. Days turned into weeks. Weeks turned into months. And along the way, he met a lot of people. He was helped by some food and by some shelter. He also came across robbers who tried to rob him. Slowly, the season changed and so did the landscapes along with it. When the weather was unpleasant, he halted for the day and continued his journey when the weather was clear. Finally, after a long year, he reached his destination. It was a cliff. The map showed the treasure being placed below the cliff, under the tree. Upon spotting the tree, he began to dig the ground. He searched and searched around it, under it, on it, but found nothing. He spent 2 days looking and digging for the treasure. By the third day, he was so exhausted that he decided to leave. Disappointed over his father's lie, he headed back to his home. On his way back, he experienced the same changing landscapes and seasons. This time, however, he halted to enjoy the blooming flowers in spring and dancing birds in the monsoon. He stayed in places only to watch the sun set in paradise or to enjoy pleasant summer evenings. Since the supplies he carried were over by then, he learned to hunt and make arrangements for his meals. He also learned how to sew his clothes and shelter himself. He was now able to determine the hour of the day by the position of the sun and plan his journey accordingly. He also learned how to protect himself from wild animals. He met the same people who had helped him earlier. This time he stayed a few days with them and helped them in some way or another to repay them. He realized how nice they were, just ordinary passers-by who had nothing to offer him and nothing to provide in return. When he reached home, he realised it had been 2 years since he left the place. He walked straight into his father's room. "Father," he said. The father immediately jumped to his feet and hugged his son. "So how was your journey, my son? Did you find the treasure?" he asked. The boy said, "The journey was fascinating, father, but forgive me, I wasn't able to find the treasure. Maybe somebody took it before I reached." He surprised himself by what he just said. He wasn't angry at his father. Instead, he was asking for forgiveness. "There wasn't any treasure in the very first place, my son," the father answered, smiling. "But why did you send me to find it then?" he asked. "I will surely tell you why, but first you tell me, how was your journey to the place? Did you enjoy it?" "Of course not, father. I had no time. I was worried someone else would find the treasure before I did. I was in a hurry to reach the cliff," he continued. "But I did enjoy the journey on the way back home. I made many friends. I witnessed miracles every day. I learned so many different skills and the art of survival. There was so much I learned that it made me forget the pain of not finding the treasure." The father said to him, "Exactly, my son. I want you to lead your life with a goal. But if you remain too focused on the goal, then you'll miss out on the real treasures of life. The truth is, life has no goal at all, other than just to experience it and grow with it every single day. What I wanted you to get from that story was, it is when we set out in life without trying to associate any meaning or greater purpose to it, that we might really find the treasures and true joy in each moment." If you enjoyed that short story, I want to share something very exciting with you. Are you feeling uncertain at the moment? A lot of people have been writing into the podcast saying they feel uncertain in their relationships and their health, their wealth, because of the pandemic, because of so many different things going on. So we decided to create an online portal with exclusive video and audio content called Certainty. Certainty is designed to give you that sense of control back in your life, teach you how to build certainty back in your life, in your confidence, your sense of happiness, in your relationships, in your finances, in the areas that matter most. Through meditations, through coaching, you'll be able to find access to this online portal on the selfbeliefchief.com/podcast page. Below the podcast episode, you'll be able to access it. Alternatively, you can just go to selfbeliefchief.com/certainty home to learn more. And anywhere you listen to the podcast, in the description, you'll also be able to find a link to it as well. And the Certainty online portal is just at the cost of a Starbucks coffee and muffin at just £5 a month. £5 a month with hours and hours of video and audio content, which we're continually adding to, and you can cancel at any time. So if you want to go back in a month's time to that Starbucks coffee and muffin, then you're welcome to. But otherwise, we've put a lot of thought into this. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. And feel free to join the Certainty members.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.